Now, every year on the show, we feature participants of the Phase 2 of the New Frontiers Entrepreneur Development Programme at the Tom Crean Centre at Munster Technological University, Kerry in Tralee. Well, recently on the show here, we heard from Shane O'Connor with his Seriously Sound Food Company, and he is one of the participants of the current Phase 2 New Frontiers at the Tom Crean Centre in Tralee. Well, another one is Afreen Zahir, and she is founder and CEO of The Language Tribe. And Afreen is hoping that her startup will change the way people from around the world learn new languages. Well, she joins me now to talk all about it. Afreen, you're very welcome to studio.
Thanks so much, Mary.
Will you tell us about your business, The Language Tribe?
Sure. Thanks so much for having me. So basically, The Language Tribe is a new online language learning platform where a website and an app, and our app is currently free to download in both the Android and Apple app stores. And so the idea is that we want to hopefully take over the online language learning space, because the current apps such as Duolingo, Rosetta Stone, I don't think they help anyone to actually become genuinely fluent. And I noticed that the best way to become fluent in a language is basically to travel abroad and live amongst the locals of a given place. This isn't something we can all afford to do, or maybe we don't have the time to do it. Yet, however, our societies have evolved and become so multicultural that even if we can hop on a plane and head over to Spain for the weekend, that should no longer be a debilitating factor, because whatever language a person would want to learn, there's likely a native speaker who speaks that language living within their own community. So the idea is that The Language Tribe, our USP, is that we connect language learners with native speakers living in their own areas. So it's kind of applying the phenomenon from Uber's business model and Airbnb's model to languages. So the native speakers, they're freelancers, and they get paid 60% of the connection fee. Being bilingual is not that difficult. The only reason it appears to be difficult in today's day and age, or still, is because the emphasis on speaking with the native speaker hasn't been placed that highly in either academic institutions or through typical businesses that are currently dominant in the markets. Whereas any bilingual person will be able to attest that the only reason they're likely bilingual is not because they tried harder than anyone else. It's because they probably had a family member or someone they knew that was close to them that they just spoke to in another language with. And so if people could have access to a native speaker that's in their own area, learning a language would become so much easier. There's benefits on both sides for both parties, because oftentimes native speakers, they've come to a new country, and sometimes it's hard to integrate into society. And I've noticed, even when I've been abroad and stuff, that expats and locals tend to live in their own bubbles. So it would be a nice bridge and a nice conduit and reason for people to break out of their usual bubbles and meet new people. Both parties benefit from it. So that's the idea. We have a three-step formula to help. The mission is to make learning a language easy and to actually have our customers become fluent or highly proficient in a language within 12 months or less. So we're not trying to provide shortcuts to learning a language. What we're trying to do is making the language learning process as seamless and easy as possible with the least amount of resistance. So our three-step formula is that our first step is independent learning. So we have our own content on the site, and we recommend that people follow our modular structure. So you study a language on a per topic basis. And then when you're ready, we recommend to book a lesson with one of our native speakers. And then that way, you're not completely thrown into the deep end when you're talking to a native speaker, but rather you have that you're just thrown into the deep end on one topic. Whenever we have lessons with our customers, we provide them with follow-up vocab. So then you can go back and revise what you learned and maybe what you missed before in the independent learning stage. And then our third step is something I'm really proud of or passionate about, is our online culture center. So it's very pragmatic, because I feel like without cultural context, it's impossible to learn a language. And so our online culture center, what it is when you want to take a break from learning the laborious lists of vocab and grammar, you can easily head over to our culture center, where currently we have French and Spanish content, and learn about recipes. What are the recipes that the local French people eat and the local Spaniards eat? News, rather than just reading the news through the RTE or the BBC News app, why not test yourself by reading the same headline through Le Monde or El Mundo, I think is the Spanish one. So cuisine, literature, philosophy, history, all the things that together have the cumulative effect and encompass a language, we provide that as an easy one-stop shop place at our culture center, and it's online. So the idea is, if you can't hop on a plane for a weekend getaway to Paris, this is the virtual version of that. And as the business grows, we'll make it a more of a virtual reality experience with more resources, and that's the whole idea. So to make learning languages easy and straightforward.
Where did the idea come from? Were you studying languages yourself, or were you trying to study them? Was that how it came about?
So I'm multicultural myself, and so I always grew up at home. My family would speak a different language at home, just because they, out of convenience and out of the routine. So I've always been bilingual. It's part and parcel of my life on a daily basis. And the idea, the language tribe for me, came from the angle that we as people tend to fear the unknown, fear what we don't know. And so if learning languages became easy, because it's strange that in this day and age, learning languages is still a difficult process, an arduous process, when kids are able to code away, no problem. So if learning a language became as easy as that, I think it would be a really potent way to mitigate discrimination. Because when we learn about other people's cultures and about other people's way of thinking and way of life, we're not as afraid of them anymore. We know more about them, and we realize we have more in common than we do difference to them. And so for me, I feel like that would be a really healthy way to mitigate discrimination in the sense of anyone who's an outsider. So it doesn't have to be someone from a broad background. The idea of the language tribe is that it doesn't matter who you are, what socioeconomic background you're from, you should be able to be successful in life based on your potential and not the phenotype or the cards that you were dealt with in your life, you know? And so that's the personal aspect of it.
And you've been taking part in phase two of New Frontiers then. So how has that helped you to develop the language tribe?
It's been a phenomenal opportunity. So basically, when I was studying business and law at UCD, I was building my app in college. And actually, before Tribe, I had a mini macaron business in Trilly. One summer in 2019, I thought, oh, look, it'll be easier to have a mini macaron business than get an internship at some large corporation in Dublin. And I thought I'd learn more from that. So I had a mini macaron business, and I sold to like four or five of the main cafes in town, and I went to two of the local farmers markets. So I learned a lot about business through that, about the legalities around it. I had to be HSE certified, everything. And I think that gave me the confidence then to work on my big idea, which is the language tribe. And then at UCD, I did a few competitions. And when I got into the final and got accepted into a few of the competitions, it increased my confidence in doing it. And I took an elective in second year on web design and analytics. So I kind of intentionally did that, and that helped me build the website, because I built the website and app myself. This is my dream. Even when I did business and law in UCD, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur, but it's so risky that it would be nice to have the law profession as a fallback. But then I heard about the New Frontiers Phase 2 program through Nova UCD, because there was a group called BioWave in one of the competitions that I did, and they got into the Phase 2 program, and I heard great things about it. Knowing that it's a 6-month intensive program where you get access to a lot of resources that I would not have otherwise, I thought it would be worth taking half a year out to, you know, even spending a year on my business. I thought I'd at least do that, and then maybe go back into the legal workplace if it doesn't work. But since the program, it's only been going from strength to strength. The desire to be a lawyer has become less and less as the months go by in this New Frontiers program. It's honestly so amazing. We get access to such great workshops, and they help us refine our business plans and our pitches and our elevator pitches. And without the help at the New Frontiers program, the growth of my company would not have been as accelerated as it is now.
And where would you be at then with the business? Have you launched already officially?
Yeah, we had a soft launch. I mean, the app is in the Android and Apple app stores. So we've launched the connection service. We're still building up the content on the platform. So when we've enough content built up, then we can start charging a monthly subscription fee for that. So right now, if anyone's interested, you can get access to the content for free. So, you know, please download our app, The Language Tribe. It's the logo, it's the golden cheetah on the app store. So yeah, we have the connection service launched and got around 30 to 40 native speakers at the moment. And the language is amazing, like all from Trulli. We've got Chinese speakers, Japanese speakers, Greek speakers, Spanish speakers, Irish speakers, English speakers, and French speakers, and German speakers. And that's the thing, because I grew up in Trulli, and that's where the idea came from. One summer, I wanted to learn, either it was a toss-up between Chinese or Arabic, because I knew I was going to study business, and they're big business languages. But then I checked, and the language institutions in Kerry, it's all the European languages, but I know I've seen Arabs and Chinese people in Trulli. I know where they are, and I kind of wish that there was a business that would allow me to connect with them. And you know, if Trulli can be so multicultural, the rest of the world is definitely multicultural. So that's where it came from.
And would that be the idea then, that it's a kind of a concept that can expand throughout the country, the world?
Oh, I don't want to stop until I take over Duolingo's market share in the market. Duolingo has 66% of the market share right now. I don't see why this can't grow bigger, and I'm going to go full throttle with this. Yeah, globally, really, because if even Trulli is so multicultural, any country, I mean, I was talking to a business person in America who's living in Guatemala right now. And I was like, if you wanted to learn Chinese or Japanese in Guatemala, you could. And he was like, yeah, I have a few friends who are Chinese in Guatemala. So this can be applied anywhere in the world.
And I know you were saying New Frontiers, I suppose, has given you access to the kind of people who will help you build and structure the business. But maybe if you looked at a time frame of 5 years, where would you like to see the business maybe at that point?
Well, I love to be a high potential startup. So from years 1 to 3, we plan on establishing a strong foothold in the Irish and UK markets. And then by year 5, we would like to go international. Mainland Europe would probably be easier, and then North America as well. If the opportunity arises, we'd go straight to America if they let us. I actually got invited by a VC firm, an EdTech VC firm in Silicon Valley, to have a seminar on Friday. So that's good. They say these kind of tech businesses would take at least 7 years to grow to that critical point where they explode all over the world and they become massive. So within 5 years, we would hope to have market leadership status in Ireland and the UK and abroad as well.
And you mentioned then about the app being available and the website. Can you maybe remind us again of the details where people can find you?
Yeah, we're in the Android App Store and the Apple App Store. And both of them, you can find us if you search The Language Tribe. The logo is a golden cheetah, and then the spots are the flags of the world. And our website is www.the-language-tribe.com. And by 2033, I would love to be the market leader in the online language learning space. I know that sounds pretty outlandish, but why not?
Well, look, it's certainly a great concept, and you have a huge amount of ambition, and you know, being on New Frontiers is obviously providing you with lots of opportunities for the moment. We are going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been great to hear about the concept of the business. I'm sure you're going to do amazing things, so hopefully we'll catch up again later down the line.
Thanks so much, Mary. Thanks for having me.
Afreen Zahir there, founder and CEO of The Language Tribe. She is taking part in phase 2 of the New Frontiers Entrepreneur Development Programme at the Tom Crean Centre in Trulli at the moment, with her business, The Language Tribe, an app and website which she is hoping is going to change the way people learn languages. Well, the very best of luck to her. And we will be bringing you more interviews over the coming weeks with the rest of the participants.